The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
By tomorrow, I will rule the world!
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
Well, I must have not been paying attention. When you were just talking to me, do you think that you could repeat the question? And I listen more attentively. There must have been something in all of that nothing that wasn't quite so easy to see. And I must have missed something when you were just talking.
We tried to get Melvin Taylor for Friday night. We tried.
Yeah.
He's having a concert the following Friday. Next Friday he's having a concert.
I remember you saying he
so
was
if I feel good enough, I'm going to go to that. If I feel good enough, I'm going to go.
Absolutely.
I thought he was sick.
He is, yep. But he's doing a...
Yeah, feeling better?
Guess he's doing better.
All right, that's good.
God bless him. That means, but I'm just gonna agree with whoever. I think I got my breath. What do you think? Should we start this?
Let's go. We're already late.
Get this show on the road, popping and cracking.
People have been waiting.
All right.
Let's go.
He's got enough trouble with popping and cracking.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that next week extensively. Hi, how are you guys doing? My name's Tom Duggan with the Paying Attention Podcast. Hiya, Top. Two Guys Smoke Shop at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. So this is the show. This is the one. We do this every year. We actually usually do two. We do one, like, when we start getting ready for our annual charity bash, and then we do the one the day before the charity bash, because every year it's on Friday, and we do the podcast on Thursday. So it is tomorrow night, if you can believe that. I mean, holy crap, does time fly. And I've got to tell you, before we start, I got to tell you, and I'm going to talk about this Friday night from the microphone. I never thought I'd get here. I honestly never thought this was ever going to happen again. So the fact that we're even having a bash, much less what we accomplish, but the fact that we're even having a bash is an absolute freaking miracle. So I want to thank all the people, before we start, who because they knew that I was laid up, because they knew that, you know, I was struggling, pitched in a little bit extra. They helped sort of drive around delivering tickets, made phone calls, sent out emails, posted on social media, came to the office and helped out. Everybody who's done that, everybody on the Bash Committee, all the new people on the Bash Committee, we got a whole bunch of new people joined in. So I want to thank them. Dave Consoli, who pitched in and filled in for me while I was in the hospital back in August, and I would have had you here when I went in last week, but I didn't know I was going in. So I went in thinking they were going to, you know, change my medication and send me home, and instead they admitted me, and I was there for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I was out of town last week.
So
the week before, wasn't it?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
So I've lost a lot. Normally, we start planning for the Valley Patriots Bash in September. September 1st, we usually have our first meeting. And that's when we plan out, like, how many scholarships are we going to give? And I'm going to cut anything from the program. What didn't work last year? What can we add? And then we start, we actually had planned to do a series of music bingos to try and raise money to try and get some of those scholarships that are always at the bottom, like Whittier is always at the bottom, to try and get those bottom scholarships a little extra money. We did one music bingo. And then I ended up in the hospital, and I was there for 34 days. And then I was in And then I was in rehab for 7 days. And then I was in bed when I got home for another 2 weeks or more. So I lost all of that time. The Bash Committee lost all of that time. And we really thought that, like, we're probably going to do half this year what we did last year. Boy, was I wrong about that. Holy good God. So with me today, Dave Idconsoli from Pleasant Valley Landscaping Contractors. How is business, by the way?
Can I give a free shout out today?
Sure.
All right. The guys out in Hilton Oil and Lawrence, Brian and Fred Hilton for helping us out.
How is Brian doing?
He's doing excellent. I saw him.
He's an old timer. I've known him for a long time.
Brian Slocum's great guy. I saw him an hour ago. They've been helping us out for the last
You
two
tell
days.
Him, if you remember, tell him that I said hello.
Okay, I will.
I haven't seen him in probably 30 years.
Brian is great. And Brian is instrumental every year in getting our equipment up and running. He helped us out yesterday, helped us out today. And I came running in here because I was running late. We're gearing up for the season, and I can't thank those guys enough. They really help us out every spring to get things up and running.
That's awesome.
So they're good guys. So, Brian, thank you for everything that you do, and Fred's great too.
That's awesome. So the Valley Patriots' 20th anniversary is this month, and a lot of people think that this is the 20th anniversary of the Valley Patriot Bash. It's not. The Bash has really taken on a life of its own. People forget that this is actually a celebration of the newspaper, that the newspaper's 20th anniversary. And so we're going to give out let me give you a preview for the night. So we're going to give out two John Ratke Hero Veteran Awards.
Excellent.
We've never done this before. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to give one to, and he already knows, so it's okay to say it because somebody leaked it. Eric Ryan is going to get the first John Ratke Hero Veteran Award. And the John Ratke Hero Veteran Award was named for John Ratke, a veteran who started Veterans Northeast Outreach in Haverhill. Started it from nothing, started from sand, like there was nothing there. And he started it and made it his life work. And he came to our bash every year. In fact, he got this award the year before he passed away. So when he passed, Randy Carter and Jason Gilbert, who worked with John, who are very good friends with John and myself, came to me and said, is there any way we can name this award for John? He was the last one to get it, and he passed away. And he died in January of that year. So that year, we named the award for him, and it will be named for him going forward. The second John Ratke Award is going to go to a Gold Star family posthumously for their son.
Edmund Lowe.
Who, right. No, that's the scholarship.
Oh,
we'll get scholarship. To that in a second.
Okay.
So there's another, his name is Marcelo, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his first name. I will pull it up, though. His name is Marcelo, and he died in action in Iraq, and his family contacted us last year at the end of the bash and said, how come you don't do anything for our family member? And I was like, well, we didn't know.
Wait,
if you don't tell us, how do we know? I said, but if you give me all the information when we get ready for next year's bash, we will do something for him. So they don't know what we're doing. And I know they probably don't watch the podcast, so I don't mind talking about it.
That's great.
So we're going to call them up. And Carrie Weiland from Franz Acres and Isaiah 58 right here in Salem, New Hampshire, is donating $3,000 to the Edmund Lowe Scholarship.
The Lowe family is the people that own the computer place.
Jasmine's Computers.
They've been
great.
In this community for many, many years. Great people.
Decades.
Yep.
And they lost their son in Afghanistan. And they do their scholarship in April every year. So we invite them. They always come every year. And to honor them, we present them with a check for something. We've collected about, we got it on the tote board. We'll do it in a second. But we've collected about, it's about $4,000 that we've collected for them. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'll pull it up again.
We're getting close, aren't we?
We're very close. We're about 5,000 away.
Yeah, we were way down, and this last week has been a big push.
Yep. So the very beginning of the night, we're going to do a big push for the veterans. It's going to be the John Ratke Hero Veteran Award, then the posthumous award for Marcelo. They call him Chappie. That's why I can't remember his name, because we called him Chappie the whole time. That was his nickname. And then we're going to do the Edmund Lowe Scholarship, and we'll let Carrie Weiland take care of that. And then throughout the night, we've got a bunch of other awards we're going to give out. We're going to give out the Officer Tom Duggan Hero Police Officer Award to Jerry Flynn. And Jerry is, wow, I can't, my father passed away. My father was murdered in 1990. He was a Lawrence police officer. He was killed in the line of duty. And from that next day forward, Jerry Flynn who was a Lowell police officer at the time. He's now president of the New England Police Benevolent Association for all of New England. But at the time, he was just a Lowell cop. Called me on the phone and became my best friend. Tom, anything that you need, he said. They provided, the Lowell cops came down with, I think, like a whole contingency of motorcade guys, with flag guys. Their honor guard came. And in 10 years ago this week, when the National Police Memorial in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama was president, I was planning on going down because I went down every year. And Jerry called me on the phone and he said, Tom, are you going this year? And I said, yes. He said, well, I'll tell you what. Craig Floyd, head of the police memorial, who you know well, called and asked me if I would read from the roll call of honor, if I could read the names of the Massachusetts guys who died last year, because every year they have someone get up and read the names of everyone who, all the police officers who died the year before. And Jerry was going to get up and he was going to read the Massachusetts names. He said, but it's the 10th anniversary, or it was the 20th anniversary of your dad's death. I'd really like you to do it. So here's a guy who could be standing up on stage with Barack Obama's cabinet standing behind him. The CIA director, the FBI director sat right next to me. The Attorney General Eric Holder sat right next to me. I mean, it was such an incredible. And I'm no Democrat, right? But the president is the president.
Yeah, you got to respect the
office. CIA director is the CIA director, whether you like them or you don't, right? And I got to stand up there and read from the roll call of honor in honor of my dad at the National Police Memorial with 300,000 police officers and their family members doing a candlelight vigil in front of us on stage.
Do you have video of that?
I do. It's up online. Yeah, it's up online, and there's pictures up online too. If I had to list all of my accomplishments in life, that would be in the top 10.
Yeah, because you respect the office, no matter who's in it.
It's the president. And then we got to meet the president, which someday I'll tell that story.
That's great.
When we're not doing honors, because it was funny. I'm no Democrat, but I've now met two presidents. I met, unfortunately, both Democrats, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, through the police memorial. And it was all because of Jerry Flynn. And when we started doing our bash, Jerry called and said, we want to donate $2,000 for your scholarship in the name of Dan Strange. Now, Dan Strange is a guy that came to our bash every year. He was on our committee. He was Secret Service. Nobody knew that, so we couldn't promote it. But he was Secret Service, and he came every year. And he's the guy that helped us choose the Officer Tom Duggan recipient. So he's the guy that got us Bobby DiNapoli out of Woburn, a Woburn police officer that was shot 7 times. The guy, the perpetrator climbed on top of his police cruiser and emptied his clip down into him while he was laying on the ground after he shot him the first time. And the town of Woburn, while he was in a coma, tried to pull his insurance. While he was in the hospital in a coma, that's 100% true. And so he called me that year and said, Tom, you're not going to believe this story. He told me the story. The chief from Woburn came and told that story, and there was not a dry eye in the place. Bobby came up. We gave him the award. He hobbled up. I mean, he was walking worse than I am right now. And it was such a great night for him because he was doing better, but he'll never be the same. And he's got some very serious issues. And by the way, knock on wood, he's still with us.
Thank God.
And he may even be there tomorrow night. But Dan was a very integral part of this bash. And Jerry was also a very integral part of this bash because he and Dan were best friends. And so when Dan passed in 2019... Jerry had always given $2,000 for the scholarships for the Haverhill High School kid going into public safety. And when Dan passed, he called and said, can we name this for Dan? Absolutely, we can name this for Dan. So the great side note on all this, if I haven't bored all of you guys, is that Dan's brother is coming this year. And he looks exactly like Dan. I'm talking to him on the phone. I called him Dan 3 times last night. I had to keep catching myself. He has donated at least $3,000 into the scholarship.
That's a scholarship that I switched to.
Yeah, you did.
Usually I do the Lawrence High ROTC, but it seems to be the most popular. So I wanted to switch to another kid that wants to go into public service. So I chose Dan Strange this year.
Right.
And I'm glad I did because the ROTC scholarship has done very well.
It's soaring.
It beat the record from last year.
It did.
We never thought it could happen.
That was so crazy. We'll tell that story in a minute. But I want to get through the awards. We're also going to give out two Scott Clegg Public Service Awards. Now, Scott was a friend of mine who my grandfather, so back in the late 90s, my grandfather had a stroke. I was living down south. I had fled the area. I was done with this place. And my grandfather had a stroke. My grandmother called me and said, they want to put him in a nursing home and then somebody can move in and take care of him. So I moved back, took care of my grandfather. And Scott found out I was back in town and came by to say hi. And he saw my grandfather, and he knew my grandfather from, like, you know, going to political events and stuff. And he said, what happened? And I said, we had a stroke, and we're having a hard time getting him around because he's got a wheelchair, but we can't get him through the doorways. We have no ramp. I woke up the next morning, and I was about to call 911 because there was a racket going on out in my yard. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on Farnham Street, but we need the cops over here. Before I dialed 911, I looked out, and there was Scott Clegg, who had gone to Jackson Lumber, bought a shit ton of tools and lumber, and was building a ramp on the side of my grandfather's house so that he could get in and out of the house.
Wow.
And Annie Clegg, his widow, he was at the bash every year. He passed away, and I'm sorry if I get this wrong, Annie, I can't remember what year it was, either 2018 or 19. It was right around the same time as Dan Strange. He passed away, and we had been giving out a public service award every year. It wasn't named for anybody. And I started thinking of the homeless people he used to help, and I started thinking about the veterans that he used to help. And his name was never in the paper. He never was on social media. And I thought, what a great way to remember Scott, but to name our public service award for Scott. So last year, well, in previous years, Michael Gorman has received this award. His mom, Nancy Gorman, has received this award. Jill Stackland from Methuen has received it last year, I believe. Carrie Weiland from Isaiah 58 and House of Mercy has received this award. So it goes. This award goes to people who go above and beyond to help the homeless, to help veterans, to help maybe special needs kids. Somebody who is selfless and isn't, you know, like people we know that taking selfies while they're handing people a sandwich on the side of the road.
We lost Frank Cann this year.
Frank Cann this year. We're going to do something nice for him.
Yeah,
too.
We need to.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. We are. And then the other award, so what do we have? The veteran. And so there's going to be three surprise awards this year. So I have two different awards that we don't give out every year. We only give out these awards if somebody gets nominated. If somebody at my table says, and our bash committee says, hey, you know, you've got a First Amendment award. There's a guy that did something to defend the First Amendment, took a lot of hits, made a sacrifice, whatever. We're going to give out a First Amendment award this year to somebody local. And we also do a Lifetime Achievement Award. We've only given out three First Amendment awards in the 20 years. And we've given out three Lifetime Achievement Awards in 20 years. Tomorrow night, we're going to give out two more Lifetime Achievement Awards and one First Amendment Award.
Excellent.
By the way, I think Mike Sweeney, who is the lottery commissioner, if he's still the lottery commissioner, he may have retired. But as of last year, he was the lottery commissioner for Massachusetts. I think he's the only guy who has received the Lifetime Achievement Award and the First Amendment Award. And that's weird because we've only given out three and two, right, of those both awards. So let's talk about the scholarships because that's really why we're here. We do the awards because we want – my big thing is this. My dad – and I tell this story all the time. Maybe you're sick of hearing it, but I'm going to tell it again. My dad was a Lawrence police officer, and he took the sergeant exam like three or four times. Came in first three or four times and got passed over every single time.
Yeah, I remember.
And he got passed over because there were guys like Captain Poria who would go to my father and say, there's a new rookie. We're going to put him with you. We're going to partner him with you. We want you to write him up every time he does something wrong. We don't want him to make it through the probationary period. And my father would say, go F yourself. If I think I can work with this kid, I'm going to learn him. I'm going to teach him. And I'm not going to just, you know, feed him to the wolves and screw the guy because you want me to. So my father didn't like to play politics when it came to his job. And so because of that, he was very underappreciated. He got passed over for medals all the time. He got passed over for promotions all the time. And the funny thing about it was he didn't really seem to mind. Like, we always felt bad that he was always getting screwed. And he always just kind of just fluffed it off like, hey, you know what? That's the business we're in. Whatever. So when I give out the awards at the Valley Patriot, especially the awards, not so much the scholarships, but when we give the awards, we try to find people that are underappreciated. People that are not getting the award from the Exchange Club. People that aren't getting an award from the Rotary Club. People that aren't friends with the chief because, you know, they're getting an award because the chief's their friend, right? Firefighters, police officers that are underappreciated, that do great things and aren't getting, don't have a million awards on their wall. That's why we do that. So let's talk about the scholarships. Let's pull up that tote board if we can. So here we go. If I can keep my breath through this whole show.
Our goal is 55, right?
Goal is 55,000. Last year we were at 54,000. Actually, technically, we were at 53,000, like eight something. But I just round up because I can't remember whole numbers. I don't want people to ever like give me crap about it. So here's where we are. The Lawrence JROTC. It's the Eugene Smith John Ratka Scholarship, and it is named for Eugene Smith, who is still with us, by the way. I think he's the only person that we've named something for who has not passed. Eugene is 80, I think he's now 87 years old. He is a Korean War veteran, and he sat with me on the Lawrence Lions Club board. And about 5 years ago, we were getting ready for the bash, and Eugene said, "Hey, I've got my own nonprofit that I've been raising money for forever, and I've never spent any of the money. So if I gave you $1,000 for a scholarship, can you make sure it goes to a kid that's in ROTC? Even if they're not going into the military, the fact that they care enough about the military to do the junior ROTC, maybe they'll change their mind later, but I wanted to go to an ROTC kid." And up until that point, we had always called Lawrence High and said, "How many awards are you giving out at your alumni banquet?" And they'd say like 54. And we'd say, "Okay, give me the kid that would be number 55. Like, nominate the kid that would be next on the slate. The kid that got screwed. Give me that kid." And then when Eugene came along, he said, ROTC. We said, perfect. So we named it after him. And then when John Ratka passed away, there's a John Ratka Memorial Scholarship Fund that Randy and Jason put together. And so they decided to merge their efforts with us. And so now this is the Eugene Smith John Ratka Memorial Scholarship. And this year's recipient is Eileen Suarez. She is at $10,780. I didn't, unfortunately, Chrissy, I didn't like logistically figure this out. Can we just kind of like pop Eileen's picture next to that, like without losing Dave? Maybe underneath it would work.
That's fine. I don't need to be on the screen. So that's $180 already over last year's total for that scholarship.
Yeah, we've already beat it. So last year was $10,600.
Yep.
And how we got to $10,600, this scholarship was at $9,965 in the room. So as we're presenting the big check, it was under $10,000, and the Cody scholarship was at exactly $10,000. And it was Rich Russell, our Vietnam veteran, who said, "You know what? I want to kick in $35 and round that up. I mean, that's, you know, $9,900, so let's round that up." And Randy Carter from the John Ratka Memorial Scholarship said, "Yeah, we can't let that happen. We can't let the Cody people beat Lawrence High School. This is John Ratka. We loved him. We're going to kick in $500. And then the Lawrence High Alumni Association president, who was also holding the check in the room, said, "Well, if they're going to give another $500, we're going to give another $500.
And you didn't mind erasing that check in front of all those people?
No, I did not. Yes, I did. Although,
you had to rewrite the check.
Although I felt the pain of Nicole Cameron and the Cody people, because they thought they had the top slot.
That check was neatly written out, and you had, and then you were scribbling as you went. I think you had a few that night. As well.
And it was such a great night because none of it was planned. That had never happened before at a bash. Nobody had ever in the room said, "Hey, wait a minute, I wanna change that total." And so it touched off a firestorm of giving in the room, which was so genuine because it wasn't planned. Like, we didn't have somebody ready to do that. It just happened. And I felt so bad. It was such a great night because it was, like I said, it was genuine in the moment. But I felt so bad for the Cody people because they thought they had it. They thought they had that top spot. And Lawrence High. So this year, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give the Cody people a chance to get even. So normally the Lawrence High is at the end, but because Cody's coming from behind, like Lawrence was coming from behind last year, we're going to do Cody at the end.
But what can we do for the scholarships that are lagging at the bottom?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Can we do something organic to get those up, perhaps?
We can try. So the Dan Cody Memorial Scholarship. By the way, that's Eileen Suarez. We're going to read her bio at the bash. By the way, there's a if you go to valleypatriot.com, Kane, our canine columnist, interviewed her at Lawrence High School last week.
Oh, great.
And wrote a nice little bio on her and did a nice little interview.
Good kid.
Dan Cody passed away 2018. He was on, and I always get this wrong, but I believe it was 495.
495 in Chelmsford.
And he was hit by a drunk driver, and it was 2 weeks before the bash. And a guy named Al Valu, who's a good friend of ours, showed up at my office with a check, and I think he had a check for $750, and said, I want to start a scholarship. Can we start a new scholarship? And I was like, you know what? We got so many scholarships right now. We have so many awards.
But this one's unique because it goes to a kid that goes through the North Andover right. elementary schools.
So he said that. He said, well, Dan's kids go to Thompson. And my kids went to Thompson, so so he got my attention. He said, Dan's kids go to Thompson. Dan went to Thompson. Why don't we do a scholarship in Dan's name for a kid that graduates from Thompson? And when his sons graduate from high school, they will get this scholarship. And I thought, oh my God, like let's hope and pray that the Valley Patriot is going long enough that we can do that, that we get there. Well, 2 years ago, we gave Patrick over $7,000, Dan Cody's oldest son, Patrick, over $7,000 for this scholarship. And we were thrilled. What a great night that was to be able to raise money for Dan's son in Dan's name after having given so many other people money in his name. And this year's Dan Cody Memorial Scholarship recipient is North Andover High School senior Bridget Gaffney. And Bridget is, as you can see from her softball picture, she's quite the athlete. And when I was reading through her bio, I was like, wow. By the way, Superintendent Gilligan helped us pick Bridget. And did he do a good job? I mean, when I read her bio, I was very impressed. Not quite as impressed as the Methuen kid, which we're going to talk about in a second. But the Dan Cody Scholarship right now is at $8,940. They topped off. They're $60 away. I'm sorry, $1,060 away from their total last year. So they're a little off. We've still got 2 days to go. We're hoping the Cody people out there are going to rally at the end. I know that Nicole's got buckets that she's at some of the bars that she's doing. And last year there was the Clan McPherson Band went around on St. Patrick's Day and collected money for this. And I'm hoping that they did that again. We have not heard from them yet, but there's still 2 days left.
One day left.
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. One day. All right, now, the Dan Strange Haverhill High School Scholarship. This was originally the Michelle DeLuca Benedetti Dan Strange Scholarship. Because Michelle DeLuca Benedetti has their own 5K run, they asked that we name this just for Dan so that they could concentrate on the run, because I think some of the people that were donating to us weren't donating to them. And so we didn't want to hurt their efforts to do what they wanted to do, because that's the family. And I always want to do what's going to make the family happy, because they're the ones that, you know, they're the ones that are grieving for the person that passed. So this became the Dan Strange Scholarship by itself. Jerry Flynn has kicked in $2,000 this year. We've had Dan Strange's brother, Kevin, donated at least, and I'm doing this off the top of my head without looking, at least $2,000 or more into the scholarship. And this is at $6,451. Now, if you look at last year's, I think they were somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000. They were like down in like sixth or seventh place last year. Right now, they're in a very solid third. Methuen High. This is Calissa Alba. I have to say, this is probably one of the most impressive. I'm sorry. We didn't pull up. Go back to Lizette for me. I'm sorry. I'm jumping around. No. So this is Lizette DeFeria. This is the girl getting the Dan Strange Scholarship. She's a Haverhill High School senior. She is also junior ROTC. We did not plan it that way. It's just how it worked out. She's a junior ROTC cadet. She's going into EMS. She's going to be she wants to be an EMT, and she wants to get into the medical field, and she's going into the military, I believe. And so we're very excited to have her. Methuen High, Calissa Alba. Now, this kid, we always have a hard time every year in Methuen. Part of the reason is because you've got Methuen, scummy Methuen politicians don't like me because I call them out when they do shenanigans in the community. And so they've kind of targeted me a little bit. They don't return my calls anymore. They don't come to the bash for the most part. But there's a whole bunch that still do. There's a whole bunch that still are willing to put aside politics to help a kid. We were having a hard time choosing a kid this year. So I reached out to Ryan DeZoglio, who's on the Methuen School Committee and a nice kid, I have to say. One of the few elected officials that's not in it for the wrong reasons. He teamed up with Martha Roush, who sat in my history class when I was in high school, who was a guidance counselor at Methuen High, and they scoured their students to find someone that fits the scholarship. Now, it's called the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe Scholarship because Dave Garofalo here at Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, is that really 7 minutes?
Yeah. Fuck.
Is the one who came to me one year and said, I want to start a scholarship in the name of Studio 21, here's $2,100. Do what you want with it, but I'd like it to go to a kid going into communications. So a kid going into journalism, a kid going into broadcasting. So we reached out to Martha and Ryan. They found us this girl right here, Calissa Alba. I have to say, in the years we've been doing this, probably the most impressive bio that I've read.
Yeah, ever. Smart kid.
Ever. I mean, this is a kid that is volunteering her time to go into school before her classes to help special needs kids with their free breakfast in the morning, making sure that like they're eating and that they're all cleaned up before they go to class. She's done some amazing things. She's obviously, if you read her bio, very liberal. She's like social justice, all that stuff.
Okay.
But if you know me and you really know me, not my reputation, you know that my politics comes second. Like, I'm a right-wing lunatic, and I'm not for any of the things that Calissa Alba is advocating for, but that doesn't matter. The fact that she's a kid, and she's helping other people, and she's doing what she thinks is right is what puts her on our scholarship.
She's a good person.
She's a great person, and I'm so thrilled. I'm actually going to try and get in the picture when we do that scholarship. All right, 6 minutes. The Greater Lawrence Tech, this is Ariana Valerio. They're at 4,560. Ariana is a great pick, and this scholarship, this is the 10th year we're doing the scholarship. And this scholarship was started by Jessica Finicaro when she was on the Greater Lawrence Tech School Committee. She came to me, we had started, our first scholarship was Lawrence High, and the following year she said, didn't you go to the Volk? And I'm like, yeah, my first 2 years I went to the Volk, then I transferred and graduated from Lawrence High. She said, well, then why don't we have a scholarship for the Volk? If you went to the Volk, and I'm like, fine, if you can find a kid and we can raise the money, we were having a hard enough time raising money for one kid, but you know what? Let's give it a shot. Put the kid, pick a kid for me. We'll put him on. Let me tell you, Jessica Finicaro makes these kids do a friggin' triathlon before she picks them. I mean, if you knew what she put these kids through, unbelievable. And she has picked a great kid this year named Ariana Valerio. And her family, I think some of her family members have contacted the Bash Committee, and they're all going to be there. So we're very excited, as well as the superintendent of schools for the Greater Lawrence Tech is going to be with us. All right, next one is, okay, so don't bring the next one because we don't have anybody for the next one. So the next one is going to be a surprise in the room. The next one is the Phil Glendie Memorial Scholarship. Phil Glendie was a teacher at Lawrence High School. He was the person who ran the Special Olympics at the stadium every year. And he worked a lot with special needs kids. He also worked with kids who weren't special needs, but were just kind of special. Kids that maybe didn't have both parents at home. They were living with grandparents or they were foster kids. And he kind of took them under his wing and did a lot for them. You know, if he found that they needed clothes, he'd just go out and buy them, like, out of pocket. And I remember one day somebody calling me from the school and saying, do you know Phil Glendie? I'm like, yeah, I know him really well. They're like, can you write a story about what he did? And they told me a story about something that he did for these two kids that were foster kids. And I was so blown away. So I called him, and I said, listen, Phil, somebody told me what you just did for these two kids. I want to write a story. Can I come over and get a picture of you with the kids? And he said, no. That's not why I do it, Tom. I do what I do to help the kids. I don't want my name in the paper. I don't want any thanks. I don't do it for that, and I don't want anybody to think that I do it for that. And just the fact that you're making the phone call makes me feel good. So I said, you know what? That's the kind of guy that when he passed away, I said, that's the kind of guy we should be doing something for.
So what is that one at?
So that one is at $4,395. And our goal for all of these scholarships is at least 5,000. That's what we're shooting for.
Okay.
So there's going to be a girl in the room. She's coming with her dad. She doesn't know she's getting it. Dad doesn't know she's getting it. But I talked to him again last night and said, is your daughter really coming with you? He said, yeah, she's coming. I said, okay. So we're going to surprise them in the room. And again, this usually goes to a special needs kid, but not necessarily. So okay. This year we're gonna surprise some people. When you see who it is, you guys are gonna be. It's gonna be a fun thing. We have the Whittier Tech Scholarship. This was also started by our friend Al Velu, and the girl there on the screen up in a second. This is Karen, and I keep calling her Karen, but it's not. There's a U in there. It's Karen Urena. She's pretty impressive. She's going into construction management. Last year's Whittier kid, Arturo Zuniga, also went into construction management. So we seem to be on a roll here with the construction management people at Whittier.
It's great.
They must have a great program. She's at 4,205. This was started by Al Velu, who has done a lot for us. Hopefully he'll be in the room. He's having some medical issues too. So he gave him two free tickets and said, you don't have to donate. You don't have to help out if you don't want to. Just sit and enjoy the night. We'll be thanking you a million times from the microphone. And then we have the Edmund Lowe Memorial Scholarship. Edmund Lowe was the first troop in Afghanistan to lose his life in the line of duty. And so the Lowe family that owns Jasmine Computer Service right here on 28 in Salem, they are a Gold Star family. And I know them through my friend Dave LaCroix, who told me one day I was sitting at the bar at Salvatore's complaining that my computer died. And I said, I've been to four different computer techs and they can't get any data off of it. I don't know what I'm going to do. I run a newspaper. All my files are gone. And he said, I've got a guy. I said, yeah, I know. Everybody's got a guy. He goes, no, I've got a guy. I said, I know. Yeah, sure you do. He said, go see this guy. If this guy can't get it for you, nobody can. So he sent me to Mr. Lowe right here at Jasmine's Computer Service. I dropped off the computer, took my girlfriend to dinner. He said, probably a couple of days, I'll give you a call. While we're having dinner, he called me, Mr. Dugan, we have all your data. Let's get the fuck out of town. You have all my data? Yes, 95%. We have all your data. We have everything. You come right now. So we left, and we didn't finish dinner at the 99. We left. We went back to Jasmine's Computer Service. He got all of my data, and then he said, $100. $100? I paid a guy $600 just to look at it. Yeah. They couldn't get anything, and I paid the guy $600. So that guy's been a friend for life. And while we were talking, I saw a picture of his son up on the wall, and it had a gold ribbon. And I said, it's your son. A gold star. Did he lose his life in the line of duty? And he said, yes. So we invited him to the bash that year, and he's been coming ever since. So they do their scholarship in April every year, and we go to theirs, and they call us up to help to do the check presentation. But before that, we invite him to ours, and now we're helping them raise money for their scholarship. So we are at 49,000. As of the time we went on the air, we're at 49,339. And I'm hoping, Dave, that you're going to be able to help us with some of these, that you'll come up.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be, you know, if you're considering donating to some of these scholarships, like if you were thinking about the Dan Cody or the Lawrence High ROTC, I'm wondering if you folks can consider donating to the bottom three, the Phil Glendine, the Whittier, and the Edmund Lowe, to help them get, you know, we try to spread it out as much as we can, or Tom does. I don't do anything. But
yeah, no, you're right.
to get it over 5,000.
Break the shops a little.
No, because, you know, you don't want one kid having 14,000 and one kid having three.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So if you're considering donating, please look at the scholarships, look at the ones that are lagging behind, and please consider donating to the bottom three, the Glendine, the Whittier, and the Edmund Lowe. That would be wonderful.
That would be great. And anytime somebody makes a donation and don't say specifically we want it to go to the Dan Strange, we want it to go to Cody, we will give it to the kid at the bottom.
Are they still matching the Dan Strange? Someone
they're not. So he topped out at the moment.
Okay,
but
excellent.
That's because, look, they're in third place. So
that's fine.
We also had a matching on the Methuen, which is why Methuen, usually at the bottom, usually when I come in for my last show before the bash, I'm saying, what's wrong with you, Methuen people? Get off your ass and help this kid out. This year I didn't have to do that because somebody who wants to remain anonymous, I know who they are, but they don't want me to tell you who they are. Because I think they're kind of political, and they don't want the backlash of being associated with me, which is fine. I'm perfectly happy with that. Called and said, up to $1,500 we will match.
Excellent.
They topped off at the $1,500. They actually dropped off a check at my office last week. So we actually have all the money for that. Friday night, 7 o'clock, the Firefighters Relief Inn. We do have tables available. I think we have two tables left we could reserve. The rest is general seating. Tickets will be available at the door. If you have tickets, get in the I Have Tickets line. So you don't have to wait. You just walk right in. They're going to take your ticket. You're going to walk right in. If you need to buy tickets, there'll be a buy tickets line. That's where the line will be out the door. We start at 7 o'clock. I'm lying. We usually start around 7:15 because everybody's late. So we always kind of give an extra few minutes for everybody to get in the room.
I'll be there.
The Lawrence High Junior ROTC starts off the night perfectly. As soon as we call for colors, they march in. We have Francisco Urena, former Secretary of Veteran Services for Commonwealth of Massachusetts, a Purple Heart Marine who served three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, is going to be one of our keynote speakers, as well as State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. And boy, I can't wait to talk about her next week on my show. She did something on St. Patrick's Day. It was just phenomenal. We'll get to that. But our time is up. Thank you, Chrissy, for letting us go over. I know you've got somewhere you've got to be. And I know you're stressing. I apologize. We're gonna make this real quick. I want to thank our sponsors real quick. You can roll up, Mel, and we'll thank this. And thanks for coming in. I thought we were going to need you, and we didn't need you as much as I thought we were going to be winded. I thought so, too.
And I was going to have to talk, but that's fine.
I just don't know. I just don't know from minute to minute how it's going to work.
I'll go back to work now.
My health sucks, so. I want to thank our regular sponsors let's pull this up here, our regular sponsors.
And thank you for everyone who donated to the scholarships.
Yeah, it's people thank me, but if without you guys, I'm just a guy alone in a room talking to myself. So I want to thank Century 21, McLennan Real Estate, the Zanny Pesci Law Office. Jana Zanny will be our MC this year again. Marcin and Sign Construction. Ronnie Marcin gave us $1,000 for our scholarships. EIS, Investigation and Gun Training. Joe Solomon will be there. Be nice to him. Tomo and Shaken Seafoods. Borelli and Par 28. And Time Out Sports Bar in Haverhill. The Tamaki family gave us $1,000 this year. Clear Path for Veterans New England. AFC Urgent Care, they gave us $2,000 this year for our scholarships. And I also want to spend real quick, if I can, some of our bash sponsors. Side-by-side Postpartum Care, Dan Seaman, Ronnie Bertheim, Rick Bashara, Hosmer at Route 110 Convenience Store, Joey Veal, former Methuen Mayor Steve Zani, Andrea McCann and RAG Associates, Heavenly Donuts, Billy Evans, Ron, Tony, Giordano, F.H. Ken. We're going to do something nice for Frank Ken this year. Mike Agricola at Salvatore's Restaurant. Martin O's Towing. Mike Pacheco. Zosar. Ali Charest. Paul Ionicello. Gino Baroni. Annie Clegg. Ronnie Marsan. Cody's Towing. And Callahan Heating and Plumbing, as well as Dave Garofalo right here at Studio 21. Podcast Cafe. I'm sorry again, Christy, for going over. I know you got some place to be. Melvin Taylor says we got to go home, so go home already. I'll see you guys Friday night.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.